Speaking of money, from JMI Wealth, Andrew Kelleher, good morning.
Yep, morning, Mike.
Now, what's happening with Australia, given they're our second biggest trading partner, and we sort of pretend we don't like them, but we really do?
Yeah, we do. To a degree, Mike, I think we focus very much on what's happened locally with regards to the economic impact of the disruption caused by coronavirus, and that's completely appropriate, of course. And in many cases, that short-term impact, or rather the rebound from that, is occurring a little bit quicker than expected, but, still plenty of uncertainty over the medium-term impact. And we saw that, I think we saw evidence of that in the unemployment number. So the headline number, better than expected, but in the background, sort of an underlying deterioration in the labour market. Now, when this initially happened, we had concerns about China as a major trading partner. China now seems to be rebounding quite positively, but we do need to think about Australia as well. And that picture is getting a little bit unclear because Australia was tracking well until the second wave outbreak in Victoria. And we know, fairly obviously, economic activity in the Melbourne area is going to crater. But how's this going to affect the rest of Australia? And are they going to get sort of economic contagion across the lucky country? And that's a real consideration. And now, just over the last couple of days, we're getting some really very material numbers being bandied around. Now, the Australian Treasury forecasting that this Victorian crisis will drive unemployment into double digits. Remember, we were worried about double digits unemployment in New Zealand as well, and will wipe up to 2.5% off GDP in the 3 months of September. So just pushing that recession in Australia further and further out. And get these numbers on there. They've got the JobKeeper wage subsidy, Mike. The cost of that, they reckon, will increase by more than $15 billion due to the Victorian situation. Their JobKeeper program in total, they think, is now going to cost $102 billion Australian dollars. And the issue here is the Australian government's had to soften the eligibility of their second iteration of their JobKeeper that starts in September because of the Victorian issue. So, look, Australia's a big trading partner. We're feeling the brunt of the travel restrictions because they're by far the largest source of inbound tourism. But now we're not sure of the materiality of the slowdown in the Australian economy on us. So we're going to have to keep an eye on this, Mike.
Yes, we are. And I know they're a little bit nervous in South Australia this morning too. So they've got some border issues. Is Jeff just a little short of the weekend spending?
I love this story. We've got to end this. We've got to end the week on the insane, haven't we? So while everyone out there thinking they might go and have a wee flutter on Lotto this weekend, big $38 million up for grads. I know it's pretty long odds, but you'd be quite chuffed if you struck that jackpot, $38 million. That's an awful lot of money. Well, spare a thought for old Jeff. For those of you that don't recognise the name, he had a pretty good idea a little while back to set up an online bookshop, and Amazon went quite well. Well, it's come to light that he sold 1 million of his shares over the first few days in August, which at current approximate exchange rate levels is a mere 4.7 billion New Zealand dollars into his bank account. And if you think poor old Jeff might be cashing up and walking away, well, his net worth, Forbes estimate, it's still 280 billion New Zealand dollars. So I think we should ask him down here and see if he could sort out the New Zealand government deficit problem, because it could be quite handy on that front. We don't know what the cash requirement is for old Mr. Bezos. We think he might be funding his space exploration company Blue Origin, and that seems to be the must-have accessory, Mike, for every billionaire these days. You've got your own little space exploration company. Now, he does give an enormous amount of money away, so I think that's quite good. But the numbers are truly staggering, aren't they? And if you think about the Amazon share price, it's up 74% since the start of this year. Quite remarkable. I think that's 124 Lotto wins in a row at $38 million.
And amazing, eh? It's a crazy old world at the moment. What are the numbers?
We're in the positive territory at the moment. Actually, Dow Jones, 27,308. They're up 106 points. S&P 500, 3,338, up 10. And the NASDAQ, 11,072. They're up 74, so all green at the moment. FTSE 100, 6,027. They lost 78 points overnight, 1.27%. Nikkei, 22,418, lost 97 points. That's 0.43% fall. The Shanghai Composite, up 9, 3,386. Despite the coronavirus issue in Australia, the ASX 200 was up 41 points yesterday, 6042, 0.68%, and a fairly quiet day on the NZX 50 yesterday, 11,764 was the close, up 7. The currency a little bit stronger again this morning, 0.6671 against the US, 0.9228 Aussie, 0.5617 euro against the pound, 0.5073, 70.36 Japanese yen. Gold, $2,057.61. I think that thing has just climbed too far too fast and at the moment, so we'll see what happens with the price next week. And Brent crude, $45.17.
Have an awesome weekend, mate. Appreciate it very much, as always. Andrew Kelleher and all the brain power at jmiwealth.co.nz.